Are you an app developer looking to build a game with the skills you already have? Or maybe you're a game developer who wants to tap in the power of DirectX without writing too much code. My name is Dick Landry. In this episode of the Game Dev Show, we'll talk about Win2D, a powerful library that easily lets you write GPU-accelerated graphics for the universal Windows platform using C#. Roll the intro. Let's talk about game development. Although this time around, we'll use another set of technologies that hasn't been covered in a game dev show before. If you're a game developer, you probably know C# already if you've used Unity before. However, today we won't use Unity. If you're more of a mobile or a desktop app developer, you might already know XAML, and you'll feel right at home with today's topic. In this video, I focus on an open source library called Win2D. While it was primarily created for app developers, Win2D also has a lot to offer game developers. So you want to build a game. Let's face it, the PC is by far the best platform for gaming. With over 1.5 billion Windows PCs out there, that's billion with a B, and over 300 million of them running Windows 10, the PC is where you'll find the greatest diversity of games, as well as the top AAA titles, from casual games to MMOs. As a game developer, the PC is still where you can reach the most gamers while making some money. But while you're at it, if you're going to take time to build a game, why not target mobile gamers too? People play a lot of games on their phones, but especially on tablets too, thanks to more powerful devices, larger displays, and touch. PC and mobile gaming are awesome, but there's something really special about publishing a game on a console. What if you could take your same game you wrote for PCs and mobile devices and also run it on the Xbox One without the need for any middleware or game engine? Now that would be cool. And finally, what if I told you that the same game could also run on the most advanced and futuristic device in the industry, the Microsoft HoloLens? Your 2D game can be pinned to a wall, ready to be played with the user's gaze, air tap gestures, and even voice. Welcome to the future of gaming. The way to make this happen is Windows 10. Windows 10 runs on a wide variety of devices, from phones through phablets, tablets, PCs, laptops, convertibles like the Surface or desktops and all-in-ones, all the way to the Xbox in your living room and right up to giant 84-inch screens, just like our team collaboration device, the Surface Hub. And it also runs on tiny cheap computers like the Raspberry Pi 2 or 3 and innovative hardware like the HoloLens. Which brings us to the question, what does Windows 10 mean to game developers? If you're a software developer, Windows 10 starts with a universal Windows platform. The promise and the reality of Windows 10 is one operating system across all devices. This means there's one code base or one core Windows, no matter the device family running it. This approach unlocks one app platform. This is what makes one universal Windows apps possible. But let's be clear, the universal Windows platform, or UWP, isn't a runtime in a traditional sense. It's not like the .NET runtime we've been writing through for years. The UWP is a single guaranteed API surface area across every device. Writing for phone, Xbox, HoloLens, the APIs are the same. This is what developers code to, and trust it's there, trust its implementation, and trust its backward compatibility. The UWP is the foundation of any Windows app or game, and it can be extended by Microsoft or third parties, or by you. One Dev Center means developers have one place to submit their app targeting any type of device. One store means developers have a global reach, with local monetization to maximize success. But one store is not just for consumers. It's also how we get apps into schools, apps in the enterprise, and games to hundreds of millions of gamers, from casual to hardcore. The next question then becomes, which approach should I use to build a universal Windows platform game? There are multiple approaches available. First, there's the native Windows SDK. This is where you'll use C++ and DirectX. This is an approach that's definitely gaming first, whether you're building for 3D or 2D. This is also going to be a Windows-only approach. This is going to be very, very powerful, especially for 3D, and your game can be as lean or as resource-hungry as you want to make it. There will be some UI challenges in something like this. You'll have to write the UI entirely yourself. So if your game is more of a 2D affair with a lot of UI layers with buttons and menus, this might be a little more challenging. On the upside, there's going to be countless libraries to help you, as you'll be able to bring in any C++ code to help you along the way. Then there's the game middleware, game engines like Unity, Unreal, and many others. They're also gaming first in the sense that they're meant to be used to create games, whether it's, again, in 3D or in 2D. These engines are actually cross-platform, so you'll be able to publish across a wide range of devices, console, mobile devices, even non-Windows devices. It's especially powerful, again, especially on 3D, because there's a lot of tools to help you build your games. But of course, these engines can be more resource intensive. There's a cost to using the engine. It's gonna be more convenient, but it's gonna be very hard to build a very lightweight or lean game. There's also gonna be some challenges on the UI side of things. While they have a lot of different frameworks and maybe like libraries or add-ons that can be used to build a UI, it's still not gonna be the same as using app-level development tools to actually create a very UI-centric game. On the library side of things, you'll be limited to whatever libraries are supported by this game engine. Then there's the third category, which is what normally some game developers would typically ignore when it comes to building games. These can be app frameworks, meaning frameworks that are normally used to build apps, not necessarily games. It could be the Universal Windows platform, it could be things like Xamarin to bring C# to Windows, iOS, and Android. And these are definitely frameworks that are app first, which means that even if you build a game, it would mostly just be a 2D game. There are cross-platform capabilities, but it's going to be more limited, like UWP is going to run on the entire gamut of Windows 10 devices, Xamarin is going to be for mobile devices only. There is a lot of flexibility here, but again, this is only for 2D. But on the upside, you'll have a very lean execution model, which means your game can actually require a lot less resources in terms of CPU power and memory than you would, for example, if you were using game middleware. This is going to be great for any kind of game that's going to be very, very UI-centric, meaning there's going to be a lot of user interface elements that would be more conventional to an app than for a game. Think of Text Adventure, for example. And of course, there's going to be a lot of libraries available for those different application frameworks. In this video, I focus on the app frameworks primarily to build games. But if you're going to use an app framework to build a game, you'll still want great performance. On Windows, graphics performance means talking to DirectX. DirectX is all about giving game developers control to do whatever they want and get the most out of the underlying hardware. The downside is you have to write a lot of code. So you might ask, how do I draw beautiful high-performance 2D graphics without needing to be an expert in DirectX? The answer is Win2D. Win2D is a drawing library that brings the power of DirectX and the convenience of .NET to your universal Windows apps and games. It's a full drawing library with 2D geometry, text, images, effects, and many other features. It will basically run on any Windows 10 device, but also on Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1 devices. You can actually use C#, but you can also use C++ if you want, or other CLR languages. The best part? It's actually open source, and it's available today on NuGet. So let's take a look at the example gallery of Win2D to see what this is capable of. If you want to know more about the capabilities of Win2D, one option is to dive right into the source code for the samples by going to GitHub. Go to github.com/Microsoft/Win2D-samples, and there you will find a whole lot of samples for Win2D, including the example gallery, and a lot of reference links as well. The easiest way, though, if you just want to look at the capabilities and see them in action, is to head over to the Windows Store and search for the Win2D example gallery, which was posted by the Win2D creator, Sean Hargraves. This sample gallery was built for Windows 10. There's also a version that runs on Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1 if you want. It will basically walk you through all the capabilities of Win2D so that you can see them for yourself. Let's dive in. This is the Win2D example gallery. Here you can dive into the many effects that are supported in this library, and it really shows you how powerful and fast the library is. There's a lot of them, too many to cover, of course. I'll just show you a few of them, pretty much highlighting what you would want to use maybe in a 2D game. So of course, if you want to show some burning text, then here it shows you live text where I can come and edit it and write, for example, game dev show. And there you go. Nice burning text effect. Butter smooth. If you want to play a video cutscene at the beginning or in the middle of your game, then you might want to check out some of the cool video effects, where in this case, it's creating a quick clip, grabbing existing video, and adding some kind of a cutout in front of it that says Win2D Media Clip, so you can actually see the video playing through the text cutout.
Ushers in an era of more personal computing.
Now, of course, if you want to play around with a character on a sprite sheet, you might want to check out the sprite sheet demo here, which shows you how to use the Canvas Sprite Batch API. And this one uses 64 by 64 tiles. You can actually tint the alternate map tiles to see exactly how the tiles are sized. You can even show the collision map. So this way, this is where the wizard will not be able to go to those areas. So as I walk around by dragging the mouse cursor, you can see the wizard is blocked here, cannot go there. And we have a nice big virtual world that scrolls very smoothly while our wizard is walking around. Of course, there are many more effects that are supported, so if you want to do like a displacement map on an image like this, or if you want to simply do geometry and transformations, there's definitely multiple shapes that are supported, so you can show lines, rectangles, rounded rectangles, and circles, all with nice alternating colors. So there's definitely a lot of power here. You can play with this for yourself and see exactly how it would work, what capabilities are there. But let's just go back and talk quickly about Win2D, and then we'll dive into a code demo. Now that you've seen what you can do with Win2D, you might wonder, so why should you use Win2D over another approach? First of all, it's because it's easy, it's fast, it's powerful, and it's also open source. We'll dive into that. It's true that Win2D was originally designed for app developers who need to do things like data visualization, simulations, or creative type of applications with a lot of graphics, or even building more advanced custom controls that take advantage of the GPU. But let's face it, if you have a great lightweight library that sits on top of DirectX, you might as well use it for games too, especially for 2D games. So if we look at, again, why should we use Win2D? Well, as I said, it's easy. It's easy because you can let Win2D handle all the heavy lifting, things like the GPU pipeline, resource management, and you've got a very tight integration with XAML and the core window. You also get just the right level of control from Win2D. It's a layered API with very intelligent defaults. Win2D is also very fast. It's built entirely on DirectX, which is basically the foundational graphics layer in Windows. And DirectX has received significant platform investments since Windows 7. It's also a very thin layer on the native platform, which is exclusively focused on 2D rendering, which has a very low overhead compared to Direct2D. Win2D is also very powerful. It's built directly on top of Direct2D and DirectWrite, and it's a comprehensive wrapper that exposes almost every rendering-related API in Direct2D and DirectWrite. And finally, Win2D is open source. It uses the Apache 2.0 license. You can download a source code from GitHub. You can view the team's backlog. You can contact them via their blog. You can also file bugs, ask questions. You can even submit patches yourself. It's a real open source project. But enough talk. Let's take a look at a demo and how we can get started with Win2D in C#. To get started with Win2D, one of your options is to head straight to GitHub at github.com/Microsoft/Win2D, where you can get access to the source code. This is an open source project, after all. From here, you will get access to various links, including, of course, the documentation, which is pretty exhaustive. You get a full API reference, a quick start section, and a whole bunch of articles to show you different techniques on how to use Win2D. Now, of course, the easiest way is going to be to use NuGet, so you simply use install-package win2d.uwp, but you can also use this directly from the NuGet interface inside of Visual Studio. So let's go to Visual Studio. In here, what I have is a very simple project that I've created. It's a work in progress. It's basically a text-based dungeon crawler, but I also wanted to be able to display the dungeon that I'm basically navigating as a player. So this is a UWP application here. This is a Universal Windows Platform application. This is not a game in a traditional sense. This is more of an application, but I'm using Win2D for more advanced graphics so I can display my dungeon and do other cool effects over time. Now, the first thing we need to do, of course, is to add a reference to our NuGet package. So we have win2d.uwp here. It's already been added to my project. What you would do is right-click, say, Manage NuGet Packages, and then under Browse, you would simply search for Win2D. If you are working on a Windows 8.1, so basically a Windows Phone 8.1 or Windows 8.1 project, you would pick this one here. If you are doing a Windows 10 Universal project, as you should, then simply pick the UWP version right here. Once you've got the package downloaded and ready to go, that's it. You can use Win2D directly in your application. Now, the first thing you'll have to do is, of course, add the Win2D canvas directly to your XAML page. So this is a XAML application. I've built it using C# as well for the code behind. And here you'll notice that I've got a big rectangle in my UI. So let me show you what the UI looks like a little bigger. So this is a text area where the text is going to be displayed. Here I can regenerate the dungeon. I can start playing. I'm not going to focus on the dungeon generation part of this demo. Maybe I'll revisit this in a future episode of the Game Dev Show. But for now, I want to focus on drawing the dungeon in this canvas right here. And these will be eventually navigation buttons so that the player can move around, even though this is technically something that's going to be played with voice. Now, if I look at my XAML page here, I can see that I've got a canvas control. Before you can use the canvas control, you have to say where it's coming from. So here we have the XML namespace canvas using Microsoft Graphics Canvas UI.xaml. So this is for Win2D. Everything else is a standard like grid layout for the layout of my XAML page. I've got a stack panel here for the text block. What we're truly concerned with here, of course, is the Win2D canvas. I give it a name. This is simply for positioning within the XAML grid. And then all I've done here is simply also set an event handler for the draw. So every time we need to redraw this, my dungeon, basically, so if the form gets resized, whenever it gets loaded, then it will draw this event. It will call this event. Now, this is not like a traditional game. There's no game loop that is running in the background. This is more of an application that's event driven. So as the user clicks around, then different events are going to be fired up. For 2D applications like this, where we're not really going to move a character around, this is actually a much simpler way of building a game. And you can basically get up and running pretty fast, especially if you're more familiar with app development than game development. Now, if I go look at the code behind for my project right here, so in this case, my dungeon width and height is going to be 550. These are actually device-independent pixels. These are not absolute pixels. You can draw in absolute pixels, but in this case, of course, we want to be able to scale the dungeon around. Currently, as it is now, it will draw the dungeon exactly at this size, and we'll see exactly what we can do to make it scale. So this is all code here for the dungeon generator, but if we look at the initialization right here, there's basically nothing really to initialize. XAML took care of it. This is just the dungeon generator that's running here. So you know what? Before I actually continue diving into the code, let me show you exactly what will be displayed when I run this on my machine. So when I run this project on my machine, you can see here that I've got a dungeon that was pretty much drawn instantly. And of course, there's a dungeon generation routine. If I click generate, it basically keeps generating new dungeons. And as you can see, there is absolutely no delay, no lag whatsoever in drawing the dungeon. And all of the draw operations are actually done by Win2D. Now, by comparison, if you wonder like, well, this is all, you know, easy code, right? Well, not necessarily. This is where GPU acceleration comes into play. For example, let me show you the original inspiration for this project, which was a dungeon generator, which was written in WinForms. So this is the exact same, well, slightly modified, but pretty much the same dungeon generator code. I'm going to draw this now in WinForms. So WinForms is pretty much known to be one of the fastest ways that you can draw graphics in Windows without using GPU acceleration. I don't know about you, but you probably saw here, drawing was not instant. So if I close that, restart it again, take notice, see how you can actually see the dungeon being drawn from left to right. Let's try this one more time. And there you go. That's how WinForms would actually perform with the exact same code. So the dungeon generation is done really, really fast. But drawing the graphics is actually taking a toll on the CPU. And if you don't have GPU acceleration, like is the case here, this is what happens. Now, of course, if I go back to my Win2D project, my dungeon generator in Win2D, if I run it, we can see it's actually instant and I can click as fast as I want. And I can draw, generate dungeons and draw them like really, really fast. We can see here that I have some transparencies. I'm basically drawing lines. I'm drawing boxes. It's very simple geometry to actually create this dungeon. And let me show you exactly how I'm doing this. Now, one thing that you might notice is if I resize my window, my dungeon is not resizing along. That's not a good behavior, especially if I go full screen like this. My dungeon is kind of small. I would like to be able to be adaptive here, especially since I'll be able to run this on a phone as well by simply rearranging the layout. So let me stop this. And then when I look at the draw method here, we can see here that I am receiving the sender, which is the canvas control, and a bunch of arguments. To draw the dungeon, I simply call my renderer service. We'll go dive into that to see exactly what happens there. I simply pass along my drawing session, and then I ask, please draw this dungeon here. And then I also set like the current location, which is my entrance, the current facing, because this is going to be important when I move my character around. And then finally, I draw the player, which is nothing more than a circle right now. But the key thing here is that I'm simply drawing the dungeon using absolute coordinates. If I simply add this line of code right here, I'm actually doing a transformation on the drawing session. This is how you can easily scale the content of a canvas based on the screen resolution size. Here, I use a simple utility getDisplayTransform, we'll dive into that, where I simply use the senderSize2Vector2, which is the size of the canvas control, and then I pass in the scene size. The scene size was basically initialized right here. It's a scene size where it's a new vector that's 550 by 550. So what I'm doing is I'm transforming from a scene of 550 by 550 to the actual canvas size that I have right now, based on how big the canvas is going to be in XAML, since it's basically auto sizes itself. If I go look at getDisplayTransform, then this one right here is simply doing simple vector calculation, where it's looking if the scale of X is bigger than Y, then, you know, it basically either keeps letterbox or pillar box to preserve the aspect ratio. This is simple matrix calculations. And the cool thing is that all of these calculations are part of the system.numerics library, or rather namespace, that's part of the Universal Windows platform. Now, inside of my renderer service, this is actually how I render my dungeon. So remember where I was passing a canvas drawing session as my object. So this is going to be where do I need to draw. And then in my draw dungeon, what I simply do is my dungeon is basically a grid. These are all the cell locations. All I'm doing is drawing each cell one after the other. So I simply extract the current cell out of my whole collection of cells from my dungeon. Here I simply check to see how many walls are around. So I have a function that I've written that basically returns the wall count. If there are four walls around a cell, that means to be solid stone. So in this case, I'm going to say session.fillRectangle. That's a Win2D geometry function, where I simply say fill the rectangle at this new rectangle right here, which will be formed from this coordinate at top left and top left location XY, and then X step and Y step, which is the size of the rectangle, which in this case is a square. And then finally, the color is black. Then if I do not have four cells, then I need to check, is this a corridor? Because right now, the way my dungeon is drawn, the corridors are transparent and the rooms are actually all in white. This is pretty much more for debugging purposes right now, because this game eventually is not even going to be drawn on screen. There might be a version with a fog of war. But here, if this is not a corridor, then I need to draw the rectangle in white. It's the exact same line of code, but now I'm drawing in white. Then after that, I simply draw a bunch of lines. All I do is I call session.drawLine, and I pass in the different coordinates to draw my lines. And here I'm drawing my lines, and what I say is getSidePen, which is the type of pen that I will be using on the north side. So that can either be a black pen, or it could actually be a non-colored pen. So if I go to getSidePen to see what it's looking like. So getSidePen right here, what I do is if the side type is a wall or a door, then the color that I return is black. And if it's a side that's empty, meaning there's no wall there, there's nothing, then I simply return a transparent color. So I'm actually doing extra drawing operations here, simply knowing that, hey, I basically don't have a wall here. I'm just going to draw a transparent wall. It makes my code a lot easier this way. And then I simply check to see if on the north side, if there's a door, then I simply draw a rectangle at those coordinates using the color red, colors.red right here. So I do the same thing for the four sides around a cell. And then finally, I look at my dungeon entrance. If my dungeon entrance is not a null point, then I simply calculate what my entrance is going to be, and I simply calculate a fill rectangle right here. So you can see here, I'm drawing an entire dungeon simply using very basic operations like draw line, fill rectangle. To draw the player at a specific coordinate, then I simply call session.fillCircle. And this is what gives me a very nice and effective dungeon. And this time, because I actually enabled scaling on it, you can see that my dungeon is appearing full screen. If I make it smaller, then the dungeon gets much smaller or bigger. It basically scales with the resolution, but it never distorts the aspect ratio of the dungeon. So I hope you enjoyed this quick demo of Win2D. Now, of course, there's a lot of great graphics libraries available out there for game developers and app developers. Some are made by Microsoft. Many are actually made by other sources. So you definitely have a lot of choice. If you ask yourself, why should you use Win2D? Remember, I think it's pretty obvious by now. It's very easy. It's super fast. It's extremely powerful. I've only scratched the surface in the demo here. Go play with the example gallery to see what more you can do and start experimenting with the code. It's definitely great. And of course, you can't beat open source. You can go fork the code, you can go modify it for yourself, you can even contribute to the project. So in conclusion, remember that Win2D in a way is DirectX for the rest of us. So for those of us that want to do advanced graphics without necessarily writing too much code, Win2D provides a nice layered approach where we can have little control and fast productivity, or a lot more control and dive right in to get much better graphics and get the exact level of control that we want. And of course, Win2D was originally designed for Windows apps that require more advanced graphics, but I feel that it's also great for 2D games. I mean, you can't have such a good graphics library and ignore 2D games. You can definitely help contribute to the future of Win2D. Go to the blog, go to GitHub, post your issues, ask questions, contribute to the project. And of course, let us know what you build with Win2D. I would love to know if you're building apps or games with it. You can ping me on Twitter at ActiveNick. Now, if you want to know more, definitely you can head over to NuGet to get the package. And of course, the documentation is all available online in GitHub. You can get access to the main source code in GitHub. You can file issues from there. Make sure to read the blog for Win2D that basically gives you key articles on how to do things with it. You can email the development team even. And definitely the first thing you should do is download the Win2D example gallery in the Windows Store, which will run both on Windows 8.1, Windows Phone 8.1, or any Windows 10 device. If you want to watch a more lengthy video about all this, simply head over to Channel 9, where you can watch the Build 2015 session by Simon Tao on Win2D. So this is going to be a deeper dive into it. He's covering more examples and more parts of the code. So it's called Introducing Win2D DirectX Power Drawing in C#. And of course, you should definitely follow Sean Hargraves, who's the original creator and key contributor to Win2D. You can follow him on Twitter at Sean Hargraves. And if you want to learn more about what other people are saying about Win2D online, articles that are being written by some of our great MVPs, search for hashtag. So good luck with your projects. Hopefully you build something really cool. Let us know what you build and have fun with Win2D. See you next time on the Game Dev Show.